at the moment, I'm having quite a tough battle trying to reduce the amount of printing that we do at work for all sorts of reasons. One of the things that's quite important to students, if they're working to develop the skills in a particular platform, is often to have the finished product at the end of it. Although you might say it's the process that's important, the product is also there, it needs to be there too, because it's the product that you show off to an audience in order to solicit reaction and get feedback on how well you did during the process part. So printing out a leaflet, a poster, or whatever it happens to be is often a significant and important part of it. But of course, the audience is quite small for that kind of thing. It might just be your teacher. It might end up on the wall and attract a few more viewers. But if you were to use a publishing platform which was on the web, then you potentially got a much wider audience. One of the tools that can help you on that way is a tool called Glossy, and that's GLOSSI. And what Glossy is an online magazine publishing platform, and it makes life so much easier for you than if you were trying to start from a blank page, or even to create a multi-page document in something like Microsoft Publisher. Glossy's got loads of templates ready set up for you to use, so there are lots of layout options. There are themes that you can use as the background and color schemes for your magazine. And it's very similar to some of the online book publishing platforms that are mentioned in previous podcasts. So when you've created yourself an account, you can get stuck straight in and create your first glossy. You can add images either from your computer or from URLs which are elsewhere on the web. They go into your clippings folder so you can reuse them subsequently. You can add videos and animations. So if you need to bring in a YouTube video, you just add a YouTube panel and add the URL, and there you are. You've got actually got interactivity, and that's not the kind of thing that you can produce in a printed document. Obviously, you can add text, and it's just a matter of using panels on the pages or using page layouts that are already provided. When you've finished, it's simply a matter of sharing that out via a URL or an embed code where you can stick it into your blog. At the moment, Glossy is still in beta phase, so it's always a bit of a toss-up between jumping in early and getting free access and learning how something works, with a possibility that it might never come to full fruition. But you pay your money, you take your choice.